Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Doesn't time fly? There we were discussing the barefaced cheek of some members of the fairer sex, as we women were once named, and here we are at the end of the 78th Cannes Film Festival with a clear winner. Although it wasn't the contender one might have imagined, given the length of standing ovations which had been afforded to some of the hopeful film entries. So starting at the bottom, which is how the Miss World results were always announced when I was there in my capacity as interprète. In joint last place, there was a 6-minute ovation for Spike Lee's collaboration with the great Denzel Washington, with highest to lowest. Actually, for once, Denzel stopped smiling on the red carpet when a photographer took one liberty too many. Well, the other joint winner, as far as clapping was concerned, was Scarlett Johansson's directorial debut, Eleanor the Great, which sounds like a ball. Not Eleanor of Aquitaine, or Eleanor Roosevelt. This is a 94-year-old dynamo of a woman from Florida called Eleanor, who strikes up an unlikely friendship with a 19-year-old boy. Mission Impossible: The Final Frontier, which is in the cinemas now, received 7.5 minutes of rapturous applause. Nevertheless, lagging behind Pillion, another directorial debut for Harry Lytton, who wrote and directed this sweet tale of a shy man who's swept off his feet by a biker gang leader and is taken on the ride of his life, and they received 8 minutes of foot-stomping applause. Then, Die, My Love, the new film about parenthood starring Robert Pattinson and Jennifer Lawrence, both new parents in real life, achieved an impressive 9 minutes. As did The History of Sound, starring Josh O'Connor and Paul Mescal, but these were merely also-rans compared to Joachim Trier's tearjerker Sentimental Value, starring the wonderful Stellan Skarsgård, Elle Fanning and Renate Rensver, who a couple of years ago impressed with The Worst Person in the World. That film received a whopping 19 minutes, only the third longest ovation ever known at Cannes, the second top being Fahrenheit 9/11 in 2004, and lording it over everyone, Guillermo del Toro's magical 2006 tale, Pan's Labyrinth, which topped the scales with 22 minutes of uninterrupted rapture. How is it possible to stand there clapping all that time? Well, an insider tells me it's because the cameras sweep around the auditorium picking out the celebs, and that just makes the crowd go wilder. But in the end, it's all about the judges, and as we know, President Juliette Binoche and her jury have made their decision about the recipient of the much-prized Palme d'Or, and it was none of the aforementioned. The Palme d'Or prides itself on choosing complex films with something important to say, and this political Iranian film, It Was Just an Accident, totally fits the bill. Made by filmmaker Jafar Panahi from Iran, telling the story of how a small incident can trigger an unstoppable and terrible chain reaction. In other news, the Eurovision Song Contest, of course, was won by Switzerland, a young person with a very high voice and masses of wind machines. But if you want to wallow in nostalgia, try watching the Eurovision Song Contest 1974 on Netflix, the year that ABBA won. It was all so simple then. And I had no idea that Margaret Thatcher modelled herself on presenter Katie Boyle. And rather sadly, that I wanted to grow up to be Katie Boyle. We end with a return by popular demand of the Concours des Boules Carrées. This is pétanque played with a cube. It's no holds barred. The little cubes go bouncing this way and that. There's no controlling them, and that's what makes it such fun. It's on Saturday at 2:30 at Mas d'Avignon. Prize giving will be at 7 and dinner at 8. If you want to eat, please book today on 0562 289282.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Or 0613 327221. And merrily, we shall roll along.
www.dfm930.com.
À la prochaine.